理课堂听 class.com。
The Titan Atlas. After flying for a while, Perseus came near the great Titan, Atlas. The gods had ordered Atlas to keep the sky and the earth apart for all of time. So for centuries, Atlas had held the weight of the earth on his shoulders. When the Titan saw Perseus, he cried out to him,
Great flying hero, please come and talk with me a while. I am so tired and lonely here, for nobody ever stops to speak with me.
Perseus respected the Titan for his difficult work and agreed to stop for a while. When Perseus told Atlas about killing Medusa, the Titan became very excited.
Is it true that anyone who looks at her face will be turned into stone? He asked.
It is true, great Titan, answered Perseus.
Then please let me see it, Atlas begged. Why would you wish to see it? Asked Perseus. Even one so large and powerful as you would turn to stone.
Atlas let out a long, deep breath.
I have carried this heavy world on my shoulders for a longer time than I can remember. I never eat nor sleep, and never receive a rest from my pain. No people come to see me, and I suffer alone. Still, the gods have asked me to do this, and I cannot say no. If you would show me the head of Medusa and change me into stone, then I could end my suffering without dropping the world off my shoulders.
Perseus felt deep sorrow for the suffering of the Titan. He agreed to do what Atlas asked. He took out his bag and reached for the Medusa's head.
Goodbye, dear earth. Goodbye, sweet heavens. I have done what I promised, and I will continue to keep you apart forever.
Perseus pulled Medusa's head out of the bag and turned his own head away. The Titan did not look at Medusa in fear, but smiled at her with happiness. A moment later, he was changed into stone. When Perseus turned around, he saw a huge mountain sitting where Atlas once stood.